As you can hear, I have only a limited voice this morning. I suspect it might come from being in a big banquet hall with loud music and 300 people shouting at each other on Friday night at our 50th high school class reunion. So you get what's left here. Two short points. First, for all of you married men in the congregation, did you listen to the first reading? While the cultural style is different, you may have a very valuable pearl in your worthy wife. So please, between today and Thursday's Thanksgiving, tell them so, okay? Second, we've heard that parable many, many times over the years. We've heard about the question, why does God give some people five and some people two? And so, why isn't God fair, giving everybody the same? You hear a talk on, you shouldn't be comparing yourself with who's got more or less, but use what you have. But today I have another little question for you. Why did the servant who got but one talent not use it? It says it right there. Master, I was afraid. He allowed his fear to keep him from using the talent and growing. What was he afraid of? Oh, I can't do much with this. I might not make any money. I'll lose. Well, that guy got five. I only got one. What kind of a master is going to demand so much when I can never live up to those expectations? How is it that that man was crippled because of his fear? How about you and me? Don't we say in that hymn, shepherd me, O God, beyond my fears? Don't we proclaim, do not be afraid, I am with you? See, it doesn't matter whether other people have more or less gifts than us. What matters is we don't allow our fear to hold us from using our gifts in service to others. You've heard us say for 17 years now that to be committed to a stewardship way of life entails recognizing the gifts we've been given, not comparing them with others, being grateful for those gifts, and responding in service to others. But I suspect what keeps most of us back is fear. So today, listening to Jesus' parable, ask the Lord to free you from whatever holds you back, from identifying and recognizing, being grateful for, and sharing the gifts God has given you. It doesn't matter whether you got five talents or three talents or one talent. There's nobody in this church who has no talents. Use those gifts in gratitude to God and service to others.